Cheryl, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Well, thank you so much for asking me to chat on your show.
Seemed highly appropriate, given that today is Yom HaZikaron. And before we get into it, tell us about a Devote. What is it? What does it do?
Okay, Devote was started during the heart of the Second Intifada in 2001. It was started by the Moshel family, and very this project in South Africa and do so much work here and in Israel, but it exists to give every single person in South Africa the opportunity to show those in Israel that have suffered from horrific injuries or loss of loved ones and the injured soldiers in Israel. That, you know, that so many now, many thousands are aware that South Africans care about them. We acknowledge their suffering and we want to show them love and support through our various projects.
So Cheryl, you sent us a clip from somebody who is aligned to your organization, Rina Ariel. It's a very short clip and I want to play it now and then we'll continue our conversation right after.
Okay. To all the South African Jews, my name is Rina Ariel and today is the Jewish Memorial Day, Yom HaZikaron. And 4 years ago, I lost my oldest daughter, Hallel Ariel. She was then close to your age, 13 and a half. So today she would be 17 and a half, finishing 12th grade. It's a hard day for us, especially this year when Corona Day, when everyone is alone. But I know everyone thinks about us and everyone is united. Us and you guys sitting there in South Africa, I know your heart is with us and I know your faith and you're part of the Jewish nation and we feel it and we know it. And I want to bless you all to have the strength and the belief and the vision. And one of these days you could come and be with us together. Have a great, meaningful day.
So I want to thank you for arranging that clip for us because I think to some extent it made it alive and real. I think as South African Jews, we're relatively insulated from the day-to-day and the, thank goodness, from the pain of the loss. I was saying earlier this afternoon, Cheryl, that I had approached three different people to speak to us, people who had experienced first-hand loss, and all of them said, not today. Today is our day. Today is... it's too difficult. And I just, you know, it just made me think that I don't think we can begin to even appreciate the extent of the sorrow of South African Jews.
You know, I found the South African Jewry have been exceptional just in the 19 years that I've been running Devote. But I just would like to tell you, with Rina Ariel, her daughter Hallel was stabbed to death in her bed, in her bedroom. You know, she gave quite a fight. It's very hard. So speaking to Rina this morning, she told me that because of Corona, you know, people, they couldn't go to the cemetery, etc. But you know that she lives in Kiryat Arba. The whole fortune of the community came and stood outside and in the road outside their house, just standing there just to show them. It was like a hug from afar. And, you know, I'm speaking to other families. I was speaking to many this morning. And, for example, the Yarkovich family, they made Aliyah from Russia, and the son was killed in a car ramming. She said this has been the hardest Yom HaZikaron because normally she's with so many other people who understand her grief. She's getting hugs from people. It gives her chizuk, gives her support. And that's why I've been constantly on calls and WhatsApps and everything today to try and help them, to give them that comfort and support. But these people are really suffering, yeah.
Interesting you say that, because I was watching Channel 12 News from Israel last night. I was live streaming it, and they did a segment where they went to a woman who'd lost her son in a Lebanon war. And today is possibly the most important day of the year for her. It's the day where she somehow gets a little bit of her life, of her child back. And they come, people, his commanders in arms, his comrades in arms, and they sit in the garden and they talk about them and they talk about their current lives. And just the saddest thing, she still went and put the chairs out, even knowing that they couldn't come because it was such an important part of the healing process.
100%. It's so important. And these people in their support groups carry each other. And all of Am Yisrael and the South African Jewry from all over the world, when we show them love and support, they feel that it's not just their grief, that we all feel it. And I always tell them it's like when we walk and we stub our toe and this toe is sore, our whole body feels it. And it's the same with them. I mean, we can't ever imagine to feel their enormity of their grief. But it gives them comfort, you know, to know that we remember their sons, their husbands, their fathers. It's a huge thing, but it's a very traumatic time, a very sad, sad, sad day today for many families.
How do you manage to give people the opportunity to turn all this goodwill that into actually concrete action?
Well, that's it. I always say that we are a practical Zionistic organization. You know, when I go around to the various schools or wherever I am to launch projects and to talk, I give them a tachless way how to show support. We have different projects that they can do for the injured soldiers, for the children affected by terrorism. We've got 10 ongoing. Permanently,
One or two of them. Just what would those be?
Well, for example, the backpack project. I come with a Devote backpack embroidered with love and support from the South African Jewish community, and it's got a child's name on it. It'll say Gafnit, age 7. She was badly injured in a pogrom, and her brother was passed away or something. Well, I just do it very simplistically. All the children in the classes, or it can be in a shul or an organization or an office, you know, they all write letters, they all put gifts, new gifts inside to show them, you know, that they're thinking of them in love and support. It means so much. Every time I'm in Israel, I go to the different hospitals. We have bags where people have collected for the injured soldiers, again, with letters and practical things. I give them lists of what the injured soldiers always ask me to do, to get for them, which I have compiled the lists. The only thing I can't give them is homemade food. But people can come up with their own. I've just had a boy at the beginning of this year at King David Lingsfield. He contacted me. Yeah. He said, I want to do something for Israel Day. And he did a whole collection for injured soldiers, you know, for bags. And we go around and I explain about the support from the South African Jewish community. And it's so touching for them, so moving. And I don't care what religion or color they are or anything. You know what I'm saying? These are soldiers and heroes of terror in Israel.
Cheryl, if one wanted to get involved, how do you suggest people do so? Who do they contact?
They to contact me, what they can do, my email for anyone wanting to make contact is Cheryl with a C, C-H-E-R-Y-L at Devote, which is spelled D-I-V-O-T-E. It actually stands for Durban Israel Victims of Terror Enterprises. Anyway, but .co.za. So that's Cheryl at devote.co.za. So please contact me, and I'm happy to work with anybody who's wanting to show support for our heroes of terror and our injured soldiers. And the families of that have lost their soldiers all in terror attacks.
It's a tough day. Cheryl, thank you so much for agreeing to speak to us today. I really appreciate it. And, you're doing amazing work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.